Hundreds of thousands of students are expected to march on our nation's capital tomorrow as part of the March for Our Lives. The anti-gun violence rally was organized by students after the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Here in Phoenix, local high schoolers have banded together to hold their own march, one of more than 700 events planned around the world. And we're joined in studio now by one of those local organizers, Jacob Martinez. He's a junior at Dobson High School in Mesa. Jacob, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you hope to achieve by having a march here in Phoenix this weekend?
You know, what we're really doing is we're sending a message. We're sending a message to Governor Ducey, and we're sending a message to the legislature that we're not going to stop and we're going to fight until we see common sense gun safety reform throughout the state of Arizona. And we've tried numerous times to meet with these people and are denied. And so this is it's a real big act. It's a portrayal of our movement and the effort that we're going to put in to make sure that we could, you know, we achieve what we're trying to achieve.
What kinds of policies would you like to see put in place here?
You know, we've actually rolled out a plan similar to the governor's plan, but you know, they say it actually has teeth. And what this is we need comprehensive background checks. The governor's plan does not really close the loopholes and address the private sale issues that we see with background checks.
What's commonly called universal background checks,
yeah.
That kind of thing. Okay.
The governor's plan also does not mention bump stocks. We want a ban on bump stocks. We've seen the damage that they can do in instances in mass shootings. And then we also want more counselors on campuses. Governor Ducey proposed around $6 million for schools. We don't think that's enough. We think we need more to adequately fund the schools with the treatment for students that we need.
So I would take it then that based on the fact that you have your own plan and some of the things that you would like to see in that plan are not in the governor's plan, is it safe to say that you are not a giant fan of the plan the governor put forth this
Absolutely.
Week?
Absolutely. And even Democrats from the House and Senate have agreed that, you know, our plan has teeth and it's what we need to get done. And the governor does not do that.
How optimistic are you that something will happen here? I mean, we saw in Florida, Governor Rick Scott there made some changes that the governor was not willing to make here in Arizona. Are you optimistic that change can happen here?
I think it's clear from what we've done and the response that we've seen from the governor's office that we are making a difference and that they are hearing us. I think there is a lot of work that still needs to be done. We need to still meet with legislators, meet with the governor. Governor Ducey, we still would love to meet with you if you're open to it. But we, you know, what we want is a seat at the table. And that's what we're reaching out to the governor for. And I strongly believe that our movement and our voices are going to be heard and that we are going to make a difference here in Arizona.
What has prompted you to start speaking out and start being so active on this issue now?
It's important. You know, you guys mentioned the Parkland students really are an inspiration and are great in spearheading this and making sure that this doesn't die out of the narrative and that this issue stays prominent. In the past, we've seen time and time and again shootings like this happen and then they fall off the face of the earth. We don't really talk about them. And the Parkland students have been instrumental in ensuring that that doesn't happen and that we continue to fight and persist for common sense gun reform.
Now, you mentioned that, you got inspired by Parkland, and you know, politics is not something that is totally foreign to you. You were the former chairman of the Arizona Teenage Republicans.
Yeah.
Given what you're saying now about gun violence and some of the changes you would like to see, does that kind of put you in an awkward spot with the people that are still members of that organization?
You know, like you said, I stepped down from chairman of the Teenage Republicans last Wednesday to send a message to the party that the young people are discontent with their stance on this issue. We attempted to meet with Republicans and were denied. And a combination of that, as well as the Republicans' inaction and, you know, refusal to act on this issue, you know, just it's frustration. And that's what led me to do what I do. Or would do what I did to show them that if they continue with this, that they're going to lose young people like me all across the country. And you know, it's a sad place we are with the polarization in our country currently.
Is there a danger on both the left and the right, with both Republicans and Democrats, for folks like you who are active on a particular issue? Is there a danger in sort of trying to get connected with one party or the other, as opposed to just focusing on the issue, regardless of who sponsors a bill or who makes the changes? That's what you would like to see.
Yeah, we're a completely nonpartisan effort. The only reason that we're speaking with the Democrats is because they're the only ones that speak to us. We want to work with everybody, and we, like I've said, we want a solution that Democrats, Republicans, and everybody can support. But that you know, that only happens if we and everyone else has a seat at the table and can have our voices heard.
How optimistic are you you'll get that seat at the table?
I think it's an uphill battle, But I think with the support that we've seen throughout the state and throughout the country, it's a very great possibility that you know, the governor and the legislators will come to their senses and realize that we are the stakeholders in this, not the NRA, not CDL, but it's us.
All right, that's Jacob Martinez. He's a junior at Dobson High School in Mesa and one of the organizers of the March for Our Lives rally here in Phoenix this weekend. Jacob, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.